I don't want to hold you up much beyond what I asked for in terms of time, but I do ask a question of all my guests because you are on the Colors of Jazz. And that is, what color is influencing your day? And maybe individually we'll go around and hear from you. Maybe you have a favorite color or something you're feeling today. Love to hear from you.
Thank you for having us. I'll first say, I love the golden and oranges behind you in your logo. I think that's beautiful. I often think of yellow as my creative space. I don't know if for the sun, but a yellow and orange were always my colors as a child. My parents, we did live in one home where we could each have the room our own color that we chose, and I chose orange. So I guess maybe being a Leo, maybe yellow and orange are part of my color scheme. But lately, Bonnie, it's violet. I have on a violet ring I wear a lot. I'm thinking of that last chakra. I'm thinking of intuition. I'm thinking of wanting to be guided by my ancestral angels, with the angels and my ancestors. So I make sure and finish for my full potential of giving to the field of jazz. So I'm a purple yellow gal. So I went to the table and grabbed the peonies that I cut this morning. That sort of light pinkish, but my color is always lavender to that deep purple. That's the, and sometimes this falls on that spectrum as well. So thank you so much, Bonnie, for having us. And I know you cannot smell these, but they're very fragrant. And I'm offering this smell and this color and these to you for your generosity today. Thank you.
I'm coming to get
Thank
some,
you.
Lois. There are
Thank
probably some in your yard, Bonnie. Lenora lives a block down from me, so I think you probably have some.
I'm coming to visit. Sorry.
This is Kate. It's so funny everyone's talking about the peonies because the first thing, as soon as you said that popped into my head was I was walking yesterday with my dog, and a beautiful bush of this bright purple peonies with the flowers were just blooming, impossibly large. Each one looked like a sunburst, and that color was my mom's favorite color. And so when I saw that, I thought of her. And this morning, I put on my amethyst necklace, and so that I've been thinking of the color purple all morning and since yesterday.
So everybody took my colors already. See, that's how they do. I'm a Leo too. I like the yellows and the oranges and gold. So I'm gonna pick gold because it's a royal radiating color. It's a color of creativity too. But when I want to rest, and often I've been meditating on rest and what rest means and how impactful and important rest is. Blue comes to mind, the soft blues of the sky. And you can just rest in blue in a way you can't rest in yellow, because yellow has you up doing too much. It's okay, but there is time to put your head on the pillow and be in a blue. And I'm trying to learn that. I really am trying to learn how to rest and not just lay down and not do things, because then my head is still in the yellow spectrum. So pray for it, sister. Pray for us all, because we're all like that. We're all just busy.
Well,
What about
yes.
you? What about your color?
Oh, well, you know what? I wore it today. It is purple. Well, I'm feeling purple today. So I kind of have this purplish color going on. And I once interviewed the great Wayne Shorter, and I always reference that purple is regal, similar to what you were saying about the gold. And I live in color. These days I definitely live in production. I live in color, always thinking about what's next in the music. I really have seen it as an evolution and a revolution. And for me, I have been committed to bringing women together in ensemble. And so I have assembled in the last 4 years, 4 or 5, I'm losing track. We're on year 5. Women who, quote unquote, don't know each other, yet trusted me to come together and create music for a special broadcast. And individually, they have all said, wow, I've not ever felt this. The energy of working, the drummer. Working with the saxophonist, right? So then having all of the band be women, they don't know each other, they've not worked together, or maybe they do, and them being in different phases of their life. So this last year, I had the age range was 19 to 74, and vocalists and trio. I had a quintet 1 year. And so your work is reminiscent of that work, right? And so it really is shifting the tide of where jazz lives, and it is the promise for the next generation of what it will be. So when you talk about history, you're making history right now, you're living what that will be, a footprint that will be revealed 100 years from now is so relevant and important. And so I just want to thank you for your sistering, for your imagination, and for, being willing to set aside your individual egos and just live it and be it. It's really phenomenal. And I have long memories, so I will remember all of your colors. And folks who listen identify with this notion. When they see me, they won't tell me what color they're feeling or ask me. And they will be excited to hear from you all. And I thank you.
Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's been
Been a
amazing to
gift.
be with you. Thank you.
Yes. We could do reprises with each of you because I know you have your own individual things going. Books on tap, Dr. Hammond's. Nina Freelon podcast, all that y'all up. Kate, all of you. I hope to see you again.
You
Thank
too.
you.
Let us know if you're coming south. You come North
I would
Carolina, let us
totally
know.
you don't have to twist my arm. I will find a reason.
Come on, Bonnie. Come on. We got space for you. Come on, girl. Come on.
Seriously. I'm serious. You don't have to ask twice. I'll find a reason.
Let us know. It's real.
You all take care.
Okay.
All
Bye-bye.
right.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Be
Bye.
in touch. All right. We'll wrap this up.